City, shopping center.
The place to be.
642 and 58 CKY AccuWeather. Not bad. That's what it says so right here. Mainly not bad with a chance of meh later in the week. Sunny with a high of 22 today. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow. Highs up around 25 to 27 degrees. And downtown right now, it's 11 Celsius. Don't forget, major announcement coming up Wednesday morning at 7:15 right here on 58 CKY. Be listening to that. Things with Stevie Winwood at 58 CKY. Trash Day 3, School Day number 4, National Forest Week this week, and all kinds of stuff going on. People shopping this week, too, for Mom's Day. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. And at 14 minutes before 7 o'clock, now let's have an early look at those inbound roads. Here's Captain John.
Well, things are looking good so far right now, Ron, but road repairs begin this morning on Waverly between Wilkes and Clarence and Grant between Kinniston and Chalfont. Now, in both these areas, traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction, so we will see some delays through there. Also, downtown, it looks like the water main repairs are finished between Hargrave and Memorial on Portage, but something else starts there. Now that they've got all those holes in the street, they're going to have to fix them, so they're reconstructing the Portage Avenue stretch right downtown, and it's going to be two lanes in each direction, so you'll be diverted to the other side of the street.
All right.
Yeah, so that all starts this morning.
The face of downtown continues to change.
Definitely. We're going to have something new to drive on and something new to look at.
That's right.
At the same time.
Okay, how was your weekend, John?
The weekend was great. Just fine. Didn't do much.
Did you straighten out the five iron or what?
No, I tried, but it's not going to work. I did go golfing, Dave. Well, my brother and I went golfing, and I had a little bit of a problem, Ron.
What's that?
I thought that when you're golfing, you had to match the number of the club to the hole you were playing on. So there I was putting with my 9-iron on the ninth hole, and then I found out the proper way to do it. But
would have been funny looking for a 17 wood later in the
yeah.
game. Yeah. All right.
Talk to you later.
Okay, John. 6:48 now, and coming up, we'll have the top three ways to ensure you get that summer job. Okay, so stand by for that. Sounds pretty darn exciting when you really think about it. Sunny with a high of 22 today, 11 degrees now.
The year I turned 28 was a very good year. I acquired a rare Chinese vase, a champion breeding dog, and a new set of shocks from Canadian Tire. Well, so get on the case with the latest hits in VHS or Beta.
It's
right, here's a guy who was working on his suntan on the weekend, I bet. At 10 before 7 o'clock, we go to the AccuWeather Center and say, good morning, Rich Heller.
Good morning, Ron.
Rich, we had beautiful weather on the weekend. I understand there's no real let-up in sight as far as the sunshine goes.
No, there really isn't. A little weak disturbance that spun off of that rain system in the central states sort of worked its way up here during the night, a couple of raindrops, but already the clouds are thinning out in Portage. There's some cloud on the ground out in the Brandon area, and the fog reported to be rather dense at this hour, but I think by the time anybody that's going through Winnipeg right now gets there, the sun will be out in Brandon as well.
So
it looks like a nice day coming up here after a few hours early this morning. It should be bright and sunny.
Okay, and for all the folks who are concerned about the forest fire situation, is there any appreciable rain on the way?
Surely wish there was, but I'm afraid we've missed a real opportunity, and that was with that weekend system that essentially has been staying to our south. There's a frontal system coming in from B.C. This would be for tomorrow, but again, I'm afraid most of the rain is liable to miss us. The reason is, with all that southern moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and all that moisture from the Pacific coast going into the system in the central states, there won't be too much opportunity for any showers from any front coming in from the west around here.
Well, we had one of the driest Aprils on record. It looks like May is starting out the same way, I guess.
Well, we're supposed to have, if you look at the normals, something in the order of 50, 52 millimeters of rain in the month of May. However, the way it looks right now, it's going to be one of those months where, again, it could be below normal. But we certainly hope something will change, and it's going to have a time to do it. It certainly can change, but no sign of it coming up anytime soon.
Okay, how about the hot and cold spots on the weather map?
Well, we have a 50-degree spread this morning from minus 25 at alert in Hall Beach to 25 at Key West, Florida.
I'll take Key West.
I would, too. It's just a matter of signs, though, Ron.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the signs for a nice day and temperatures way up into the 20s by tomorrow afternoon.
Good stuff, Rich. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, thanks a lot. At the moment in Winnipeg, 11 Celsius or about 52 Fahrenheit. At 6:52, 8 minutes before 7 from 58 CKY. From the Heart with Brian Adams at 58 CKY and Ron Abel with the crew. Next hour, we've got another $58,000 mystery song coming up for you. Can't tell you exactly when, because that's why it's called a mystery song. You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. That's the one to be listening for. When you hear it, be the first person through at 786-7625. You'll pick up our daily prize. Register for this week's bonus prize, a Toshiba Color TV and Mitsubishi VHS VCR from StarTime Photo Video. And, of course, register for all the grand prize stuff. And today's bonus prize, by the way, is two tickets to go see Christa Berg May 16th at the arena. So all of that and more can be yours. As a matter of fact, this morning, in about a half hour's time or less, we'll be announcing the weekly bonus prize winner from last week, $1,000 worth of flooring from Paulette's. So stand by for all of that. And here we are. It's all happening this morning at the Bestlands Building, 191 Pioneer Avenue, the Student Employment Center. Apparently people lined up there. And if you're one of the folks lined up there, we have, according to our researchers, the top three ways to guarantee that you get that summer job and you get that gainful summer employment. Way number three, if your education is in a similar field to the job you're applying for. And I say that's very helpful. Way number two, if you start your own company or service for the summer, that's a very helpful thing, too. And the number one way to ensure gainful summer employment is if your uncle owns the company. That's what it says. I don't know. It's 6:57 now.
Where can you find a delicious, convenient breakfast every morning? At Burger King, we're serving up a great-tasting, nutritious croissant sandwich.
Courtesy your Jet Air dealers and a refrigerator. Draw May 16th. Capital Lumber, 92 Hickory.
Next hour, the weekly bonus prize, Trivial Pursuit, and much more. Right now, back into the past from 58 CKY.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks. Yeah, honey, to our sugar shack. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
our. Annual job search begins for young Manitobans right now, camped out near the Bestlands Building on Main. At 7 o'clock, we have a Winnipeg temperature of 11 Celsius. Charles Adler, 58 CKY Morning News. On the Skywatch is Captain Chow.
And just over Nairn right now, steady flow of traffic up to the Nairn overpass. Once you're in downtown, a detour has been set up on Portage Avenue between Hargrave and Memorial as work begins to reconstruct Portage Avenue downtown, and traffic will be maintained through there. Two lanes in each direction on the south side of the street. I'll be back with a full report with Skywatch at 7:10.
I'm Mike O'Hearn. Hanlon and the Wings advance against the Oilers, and the Flyers get set to host the Habs.
I'm Rich Heller. AccuWeather says today will turn out sunny with a high near 22.
The annual job search for thousands of youngsters in Manitoba officially starts this morning when the Student Youth Employment Center opens for business. 8,000 to 10,000 people are expected to register with the center, operated jointly by the feds and the provincial government. Up to 30,000 students will be looking for summer work in Manitoba. The Student Youth Employment Center is located on the main floor of the Bestlands Building, 191 Pioneer Avenue at the corner of Main. Employees of Westfair Foods, and they operate Super Value, Economart, and ShopEasy, have overwhelmingly rejected the latest contract offer and approved strike action. More than 80% of the workers voting in favor of strike activity against Westfair. Out of 891 ballots, more than 732 were cast, and no strike deadline has yet been set. The union and management will be meeting again today to try to avert a walkout. AIDS is not expected to become a heterosexual epidemic in North America as long as heterosexuals continue to practice traditional sex. It is just one of the several messages contained in a national documentary produced here in Winnipeg by 58 CKY News. Part two of the National AIDS Report aired yesterday. Because of reaction to the special, the entire two-hour documentary will be rebroadcast next Sunday morning at 9. The National AIDS Report, The Untold Story, next Sunday at 9 a.m. on 58 CKY. Tabby, 7:04, and the Habs get set to meet the Flyers tonight while Edmonton will be hosting the Detroit Red Wings.
Someday over the next 10 years, people will look back on last night's Norris final and pose this question. What three teams have bounced back from 3-1 deficits to win the respective playoff rounds? And you'll say, well, there was the 42 Maple Leafs who beat Detroit. In 1975, the Islanders did it to Pittsburgh, and the big test here is this year's version of the Red Wings, who finally got revenge on those 1942 Leafs. Adam Oates scored the game winner in the first. Glenn Hanlon was superb in net, putting together his second shutout in three games. The Wings blanked the Leafs 3-0. Leaf ace Wendell Clark said Detroit won fair and square because his club never gave up. And Timmy Raines, starring in an off-Broadway production over the weekend, he clubbed his second homer in as many days. Again, it was the game winner. The Expos blanked the Mets 2-0, and what a deal he's turning out to be.
Is there anyone in the world with an IQ above 5 who is not going to believe that the Canadians threw the game?
I didn't.
Sweden 9, Team Canada nothing.
Kind of tough to believe, isn't it?
Very tough.
Hey, well, maybe they were just getting back at that referee, although he was a Czechoslovakian referee, for the way they lost to the Czechs on Friday.
Pretty classy way to go out, eh?
Well,
it's 7 minutes after. 7:07 from 58 CKY with Skywatch and AccuWeather.
It's morning, and we're ready to start your day. A McDonald's morning that springs out right. A breakfast you can take away.
Live your fantasy.
A solar park.
Live your fantasy.
58 CKY. Good morning, Captain John.
Hey, good morning, Charles. A detour has been set up on Portage Avenue between Hargrave and Memorial downtown as work begins to reconstruct Portage Avenue downtown. And traffic will be maintained there, but it will be two lanes in either direction on the south side of the street. So a couple of little diversions for you. Watch for those barricades. Also, work begins later this morning. Waverly between Wilkes and Clarence and Grant between Chalfont and Kinniston. And they are just resurfacing the road there. Traffic in both of these areas will be reduced to one lane in each direction. Other than that, not much change in construction. The St. James Bridge just under me right now. It's looking pretty much the same as it did last week. A good steady flow over there northbound heading up to the Polo Park area. Your Monday morning traffic is just building heading into downtown, but as usual, a little later on, Osborne, Pemina, and St. Mary's will be slow approaching the downtown area. I'll be back with Skywatch at 7:25.
And I bet you need the exact time. In 5 seconds, it'll be exactly 11 minutes after 7. Rich Heller, what have you got this morning?
Although clouds and a couple of sprinkles are around during the night, Charles, we're into a clearing pattern for today. We're looking for a lot of sunshine, not only to come back out today, but again tomorrow and probably even on Wednesday. And there will be another warm-up for a day or two, then a little bit of cooling the middle or second half of the week.
Okay, Rich, how about a summary?
Today, sunshine returns, the high near 22, clear tonight, low 6. Sunny to partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, high 25 to perhaps even 27. Partial sunshine Wednesday, high 20 to 22. For AccuWeather, meteorologist Rich Heller.
We had some sprinkles overnight, and the humidity is considerably higher than it was last week at this time. We're up to 94%. The winds are light, and the official temperature, 11 Celsius. For Rich Heller and the rest of the 58 CKY Morning Crew, Charles Adley with you. The time is 11 minutes after 7, 7:11. You're with Manitoba's most listened to radio station, Stereo 58 CKY.
Okay, banana take 34.
My test
can you put some soul into it, Earl?
Yeah, okay.
There's a bunch of crazy dumb bananas. There's a bunch of crazy dorks called the Morning Crew. Every morning they all go bananas. Bouncing off the padded walls, yeah, I do too. Of course there's Ron, he's a bone, always telling yarns. With Captain John and Charles and Mike, what a bunch of darns. Yeah, in the morning we all go bananas. All I do is crank my radio up with CKY. Bananas.
Take him out sometime. Have him shot. How you doing? 12 minutes after 7 o'clock with a 58 CKY Morning Crew. Lots of winning coming up this hour. All the details moments from now. And it's National Forestry Week. Did you realize last week they chose Miss Forestry Week? You should have seed her. Seed her? No, actually, Forestry Week. Stop that, please. It's a good time to get out. Don't stay at home pining away. I mean, you gotta get out and branch out, right?